I am curious about nursing home availability.
What motivated some of the early European settlers to move?
Are there refugees living in Southwest Florida?
Why isn't there more smart vertical growth?
It's Curious Gulf Coast, where WGCU answers your questions about Southwest Florida and its people.
I'm Quincy Walters. Tens of thousands of Floridians left the state before Hurricane Irma because of the threat of high storm surge. That's the rise of sea level that results from the force of wind.
Storm surge on the west coast is going to be, 5 to 10 feet. I mean, think that's your entire first floor of your house.
They're now forecasting 10 to 12 foot storm surges here in Naples.
Storm surge. You see how quickly the water can overtake and actually even move from the foundation some of those homes.
That was Governor Rick Scott, ABC's David Muir, and ABC's chief meteorologist Ginger Z. Hearing these warnings, Doug Constantine of Cape Coral evacuated, but he says that storm surge never came, and that brings us to what he's curious about.
My question is, with FEMA recently scaring several million people into an evacuation, which they predicted storm surge of almost 20 feet, and they were wrong, and they've been wrong before, how many times can they yell that the sky is falling?
The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, is not in charge of calculating storm surge. That's the job of the National Hurricane Center. The center's storm surge specialist, Jamie Rome, is in charge of the storm surge unit and says they run hundreds to thousands of scenarios in their modeling system trying to determine what the storm surge might be.
You're basically solving equations of motion for how a fluid will respond to a force exerted upon it.
Rome says the challenge is that storms change off of their predicted course, and that's what happened with Hurricane Irma.
The storm wobbled a bit to the east and went inland further east than we were projecting, and that little 10 or 15 mile wobble saved everybody from Naples northward.
But he says that means areas like Chokoloskee, Goodland, Everglades City, and Marco Island saw significant storm surge. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman says the storm surge estimates that are reported are on the high end of the calculations done by the National Hurricane Center.
The projection for storm surge is it's what's called a reasonable worst case scenario. It's kind of like, why do you put your seatbelt on in a car? It's because there's a very small chance of a significant event that could impact your life.
He says storm surge projections are released when there's a greater than 10% chance of it happening. It's called a 10% exceedance.
There also is a 90% probability that 15 feet won't occur. That's the challenge that we have in terms of storm surge forecasting.
Huffman says these worst case scenario storm surges have happened, can happen, and will happen again. The Southwest Florida Regional Planning Council's Tim Walker is reviewing the latest storm surge maps for the area, and he says that a 15-foot storm surge is not only possible, it's happened before.
People have to realize we have had storm inundation that high. I mean, back in 1873, there was an unnamed storm that they recorded 14 to 15-foot storm surge that went over top of Punarasa. So it's possible. It's not a question of if, but when it's going to happen.
The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome says that if people want more accurate storm surge predictions, it has to be a group effort.
We can make improvements in our predictions, but the country has to invest in that.
Rome says for now, when it comes to predicting and reporting about a potential storm surge, he'd rather err on the side of worst case scenario so that everyone's prepared for the worst, because when they aren't, lives are lost. For Curious Gulf Coast, I'm Quincy Walters.